In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello and a very warm welcome to Jami Jam Network News. Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei endorsed Mahmoud Ahmadinejad for second term as president. In a confirmation letter read out in the ceremony, the leader stated that people said a strong yes in June the 12th election to fight on poverty, corruption, discrimination and aristocracy and sought brave resistance to colonial powers. Later in an address, Ayatollah Khamenei said past elections have shown the huge capacity of the Islamic establishment, adding the Islamic Revolution is determined to move towards its ultimate goals. Ayatollah Khamenei said the election carried the message of trust between officials and the public, adding post-election developments warned that the enemy is always lurking around and that any negligence would prove harmful. The leader said views of the government's bitter opponents and those of critics need to be accommodated. Ayatollah Khamenei said those suffered life, property and reputation damage in recent incidents should be supported, adding the offenders must be identified and punished. To the same ceremony, President Ahmadinejad outlined his plans for the next 4 years and said the main role lies with people in the Islamic democracy, unlike the Western world where everything is at work to assume power alone.
The president said justice is the mainstay of all government programs and added, people are all first-class citizens and equal before the law. He said nobody is above the law and the national interests are not allowed to be encroached upon. Ahmadinejad said, respect for people and law, serving the people, honesty, bravery and support for the oppressed are among the salient features of the Islamic government. He added, nothing can block the growth of Iran and that the silly resolve of the Iranian nation will overcome the will of the evil wishes. On his cabinet priorities, he said, the scientific, artistic and literary elite are the driving force behind the social engine, inviting them all to have a say in the country's planning and decision making. As for the economic front, the president said reforms of banking, taxes and distribution systems, together with the revaluation of the national currency and subsidies, are needed to have the economic transformation plan fulfilled. On social ills, he said employment, housing, home production and national wealth are given top priorities in the 10th government, adding, we need to do what we can to maintain national unity. About the foreign policy, Ahmadinejad said, Tehran seeks to show an active presence on world stage and do its fair part in the global management.
Tehran is strongly rejecting comments by the German foreign minister on trial process of the post-poll detainees in Iran as interfering and illegal. Foreign ministry spokesman Hassan Ashkhabi said that the call made by Frank Walter Steinmeier over immediate release of the post-vote arrested people in Iran is yet another proof of violation of legal regulations by Western officials. Ashkhabi then urged the German officials to focus more on their legal procedures to prevent more tragic events such as the killing of a veiled Egyptian woman, Marwa Sherbani, in a German courtroom. Former U.S. Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns is urging the Congress to impose tougher sanctions against Iran. Burns called on the Congress to take advantage of the post-vote incidents in Iran and said the Congress must give President Barack Obama complete flexibility to threaten, impose or waive the sanctions. He said military action against Iran will lead to a more united Iran, something which, as he underlined, is against U.S. interests. Burns also said President Obama should make the most out of the current situation in Iran. Former Danish Premier Anders Fogh Rasmussen took over as the new head of NATO as he prepared to map out his vision for the alliance. The new Secretary General takes the post as tens of thousands of NATO troops are battling a raging Taliban insurgency. He will also have to help rekindle icy ties with Russia. His most pressing challenge lies in Afghanistan. The 56-year-old has given a glimpse of his vision for Afghanistan, saying he would support dialogue with moderate groups on the outer reaches of the Taliban. Iran and Europe are holding negotiations on production of liquefied natural gas at Lavan gas field in the Persian Gulf. Managing Director of the National Iranian Offshore Oil Company, Mahmoud Zirakchianzadeh, said this, adding the produced LNG will be exported to Europe. The senior official added Iran is currently studying financial and technical proposals of a European company in that regard. Once implemented, 4 million tons of LNG will be produced and exported to Europe on a daily basis. Sabah Museum in Tehran reopened following 7 years of reconstruction. The museum was established at the house of the great Iranian musician Abolhassan Sabah 35 years ago. Sabah Museum is divided into three parts. Pictures, letters and documents of the prominent music figure are the features.